Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, just over a week ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political career seemed all but over. He had failed to form a coalition government after a decisive parliamentary election, and his political rivals were on the cusp of pushing him out of office. Now, as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers wage war, Netanyahu's fortunes have changed dramatically. His rivals' prospects have crumbled, and he's back in his comfortable role as, quote, Mr. Security from the AP this morning. And the country could soon be headed for yet another election campaign. This can't be lost in what's happening in the conflict.
Well, you never know in elections. You will remember that they threw Winston Churchill, of all people, out after the Second World War. He got back in again, but, you know, it just shows you that people can be fickle and they can change their minds on certain things. It is true that this is good for Netanyahu and it's good for the Palestinian leadership, who are there because they can get their people behind them by saying, I will protect you. Trump tried that in the United States. Of course, there wasn't the same impetus, but nevertheless, that's what's going on. And yes, Netanyahu, as I have been saying for the last 3 or 4 days, stands to gain a great deal from this politically.
What about Biden? He has the potential to suffer politically, yes?
That's right. And it is clear that Israel represents a big problem for the United States. The United States has always stood behind the Israelis, and Biden tried that in the beginning. But there is a feeling in this country now, including among American Jews, that this is not a good thing and that the Palestinians have to be given some kind of a fair shake. Now, it's clear that Biden knows that the mass of Americans are still with Israel. Nevertheless, it is showing some creaks in the way in which the Democrats in the middle left are treating this thing. So Biden sends a signal to the Israelis, and he says, okay, cut it out. We want a ceasefire. And Netanyahu apparently says to Biden, not yet. But, of course, the United States is a huge backer of Israel in terms of money and weaponry and everything else that we give to the Israelis. So if Biden is forceful and let it be known that this could have some consequences, I suspect that Netanyahu, despite his sense of bravado, will, of course, go for the ceasefire. In the meantime, we are hearing from the Palestinians and others that we will have a ceasefire within 24 hours. We can all hope so, but this, of course, is something that's going to happen on a fairly regular basis. Remember that Netanyahu faces criminal charges in Israel, and this has been a saving time for him, because without this, he really was in deep political trouble. Now we'll have to see whether things have changed.
The House has voted to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that is opposed by former President Donald Trump. The bill passed the House 252-175 on Wednesday, Alan, with 35 Republicans voting with Democrats in support of the commission. I can't believe 175 voted against it.
Well, as you know, Donald Trump stood up there and made it clear to his people that he didn't want this. And of course, they folded like a deck of cards. We have seen this political cowardice from the Republicans in the beginning. This is, of course, not good news for them. You know, there are some things that are so outrageous, and this is one of them. First of all, they're denying that it ever happened. There are the Republicans standing up and saying this just happened and it was just like tourism. We all saw it on the television. We all saw the glass being broken and people climbing up the sides of the Capitol and people with their feet on the desk of Nancy Pelosi and others. This is a clear violation of our laws. And yet the big lie continues. Nothing happened. It was tourism. It was this. It was that. Terrible. You know, the fight here is not only between the Democrats and the Republicans. The fight here is also between the independents and the purples who sit back and say, hey, wait a second now, I saw that. You know, I may be for a different fiscal outlook in the United States, but on this, I think this is terrible. And they should, of course, have this investigation. It's what should be done. Because behind it all, and we all know it, is Donald Trump down at the other end of Constitution Avenue saying, I'm with you, I'm going to go with you. Come on. Trump doesn't want this, and neither does McCarthy, because the Republican leader, because if he goes with it, he's going to have to get up there and testify at some point and say, yes, I talked to the president that day, and here's what he said. And he does not want to do that, because then he isn't the leader anymore.
Speaking of, we're still apparently counting votes in the election in a bid to bolster former President Donald Trump's lies about widespread fraud in the 2020 election, says CNN. Trump's Republican allies are now seeking Arizona-style audits in other swing states, including Georgia. A day after Trump said in a statement that Georgia should follow Arizona's lead, former Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones proposed an audit Wednesday. Quote, Georgians still have questions about irregularities found in the 2020 election, and they deserve answers to restore trust in our election process.
David, this is all part of the big lie. We know it. If this is the way to get ahead politically, there will always be morally corrupt people who will do exactly what is happening here. We know that the Arizona thing is not a joke because it's so serious that they think they can get over on the American people by doing this kind of thing. And it is why it is so important that we see the announcement of Trump potential criminality here, because it's going to be very hard for him to run once he is enmeshed. And I hope that they finally get around to doing what they should be doing, Cyrus Vance and Letitia James, and make sure that Trump is held not to account politically, but criminally. If that happens, there's going to be absolute chaos in the Republican Party, and there should be.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Rock on, man.
Rock on, David. And Monday we fill up the lockbox so we don't have to have a fun drive. So I'm appealing to every WAMCer. We're there for you, and I know that you'll be there for us. So take an envelope, send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or go to WAMC.org. We're counting on you.